Greetings to you. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark, and it is my pleasure to be able to have this Daily Inspiration for the next 7 days. What I titled this seven-day series is Gold from the Book of James. Gold from the Book of James. Now, who is this James? Who is the writer of the Book of James? It starts off with, in the Book of James, James 1:1, it says, James, a servant of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So we know that the book of James was written by James, the servant of God. But who is he? Who is this one? Well, there's three options in the New Testament. It tells us that there was one James, the son of Zebedee. He would be John's brother, and they were also called the sons of thunder. He would be one of the 12. He was also killed by Herod with the sword, and that's recorded in Acts chapter 12, verse 2. And so it probably wasn't this James, since he died fairly early, by what it seems anyway, in the book of Acts. There's another James who is also one of the 12. He was the James of son of Alphaeus. And so it's possibly this James that wrote the book of James. But then there's a third option, and this is the one that I guess the scholars, those who, if you read about James, even in my Bible, it says probably written by James, the Lord's brother. And we know that Jesus had a brother named James. He's in the list where you read it. You can read it in Mark chapter 6, verse 3. The list always starts with James and goes on and mentions about four or five other brothers, and then it talks about his sisters. And so he was probably either the next born after Jesus, or he was, there might have been one of the sisters in between there, but it seems like he was the oldest boy after Jesus. And we know that Jesus had one of the leaders in the church later on. It was named James, and he's mentioned by Paul as being James, the Lord's brother. And so we know that he came on board, if you might say it that way, or he believed in Christ and became one of the leaders of the church. In fact, it's thought, or maybe it's even fact, I'm not sure, that James was one of the leaders at the Jerusalem church in the early days. That he was like the head bishop or head elder there. And in Galatians chapter 1, verse 19, it says, I should back up a little bit. This is Paul. He's giving his credentials. He's giving his what happened to him after he saw the bright light and Jesus talked to him on the road to Damascus. And it says that he went into Arabia for 3 years. It says, yeah, for 3 years. And then he went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles, he said, I didn't see any except for James, the Lord's brother. And so this is where we get from the scriptures that Jesus' brother, James, was one of the leaders, even mentioned here as an apostle. But he didn't always believe. It says in John chapter 7 that that Jesus' brethren didn't believe in him. That would be John chapter 7, verse 5. There's other references to that where Mary and Jesus' brethren came to see Jesus, and it seemed like they, you know, there's a few references that talk about them not believing yet. And it seems also that there was something that happened that James, this James, the Lord's brother, actually did believe. And I thought this was very interesting what happened, because and I'd like to spend a little bit of time on this, is the resurrection was, well, let me just read it here. In 1 Corinthians 15, this is often called the resurrection chapter. But Paul is saying here in chapter 1, or sorry, chapter 15, and I'll break in here, verse 3, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." This is Paul saying this. "And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time." So here he talks about this James, and he was one of the leaders of the church. He was one of the apostles, it seems here, and here in other places. And the resurrection, it says that Jesus was seen of above 500 people. Many of them are still alive, he says, at this present time, but some have died. But you can go and talk to these people. You know, this is basically what Paul is saying. You can go and talk to these people and verify that Jesus did raise from the dead. You can go and talk to the apostles. Many of them were still alive, and that Jesus did raise from the dead. And it seemed like because of the resurrection, many people did believe, even possibly his brother James believed in him, and his whole life was totally changed. That's the way it was with all the apostles. If you can think about how they were after the crucifixion, how they were hiding out, they were fearful. Peter denied Christ. All these different things happened during that whole time of the crucifixion and everything. But then, and they were afraid. They were behind the locked doors, you might say, or whatever. But then after the resurrection, they were bold as lions, and they were not afraid to even go to their death. This just really verifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because these are eyewitnesses of the resurrection. These are eyewitnesses of the raised Christ, the living Christ. He was no longer dead, and so they didn't have to fear death anymore because Jesus rose, they will rise also, and so they didn't have to fear death. And so the resurrection, and I know we just got through with Resurrection Sunday, Easter, and Good Friday and all of that, and it's just incredible to see how important the resurrection is and how it's important in the lives of the disciples, how it was important in even Paul's life when he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus, or as he heard Jesus and he said, who are you that's speaking to me? And Jesus said, I am Jesus, and you are kicking against the pricks. You are resisting. But when Paul realized that Jesus rose from the dead and that he was alive, then, and as he says here in Acts or in 1 Corinthians, he says, last of all he was seen of me, Paul, as one born out of due time. And so because of the resurrection, they were going around witnessing and preaching, and they turned the world upside down. The apostles turned the world upside down. It was because of the resurrection that all that happened. And you might say, well, people die for their faith. You know, here the apostles, as you probably well know, that most of them were martyred. Most of them went to their death believing and not denying the faith. And you might say, well, you know, there's a lot of people that die for their faith. Look at the Muslims who put explosives on themselves and go into a crowd of innocent people and blow themselves up. You know, here they are, they're dying for their faith, for Islam and Allah. So does that mean that that's true because they die for their faith? No, there's one huge difference in this between what they're doing and what the apostles did dying for their faith. The Muslims, they believe in something. They believe that their book, the Quran, is telling them the truth. They believe in what the imams are preaching to them and telling them that if you martyr, if you die in, you know, like this, that you automatically go to heaven. They believe those things, and yes, they're willing to die for it because of their belief. The difference between them and the disciples were the disciples saw Jesus Christ raised from the dead. If they had just made this thing up and just all agreed together and said, oh, well, let's go steal the body of Jesus out of the tomb, like the soldiers claimed, the Jews paid them off and claimed that they should just steal, or that they should just say that the apostles came at night and stole the body of Jesus out of the tomb. If they believed, or if they just concocted that whole idea, then they wouldn't go to their death, because they would know that it was a lie. They would know that it wasn't true that Jesus raised from the dead. Can you see the difference there? They knew it, that it was real, and that's why they went to their death. The Muslims are going to their death because they believe in something. The apostles went to their death because they knew Jesus rose from the dead, and he promised that if they would believe and continue to follow, then they would also rise from the dead, and they didn't have fear of death anymore because of the resurrection. And I hope you can see that. I hope I made myself clear, because it's a very important point that we would see, and that we also would believe because of their testimony, and because these 500 that saw Jesus at one time, and how the resurrection changed the lives of these apostles, and even the apostle Paul, who was killing the Christians, but when he saw the resurrection, or he spoke to Jesus and saw this bright light, then his life was changed, and our lives should also be changed. We should not fear death. And so that's my inspiration for today. We see that James was a church leader at Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 15, you can look that up, verse 13. Also in Acts chapter 21, verse 18, that James was one of the leaders of the church there. But I think I'll close for now. Our time is up. We're looking at gold from the book of James. And so we'll continue this, Lord willing, tomorrow. Thank you for calling in.